Star. And it is time now for our edition of Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen this morning, brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic, serving Southwest Iowa's heating and air conditioning needs for over 90 years. LaVon will have today's program right after this from Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
How do you know if your next furnace, central air unit, or heat pump will bring you the performance and value you want? Buy a quality Lennox unit from Camblin Plumbing and Heating, a company that's been in business since 1918. You know that Lennox is a premier name in home heating and cooling, and you're well aware of the outstanding tradition of Camblin's customer service, quality marksmanship, integrity, and value. To find out more information on what Camblin's and Lennox can do for you, stop by Camblin Plumbing and Heating, located at 307 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic, or call 243-1512 or in Harlan, 755-3286.
And with today's program, joining us by phone this morning is LaVon Eblen. Good morning, LaVon.
Good morning, Jim. Hope you're having a great morning. It's beautiful. And welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, I've been seeing in the news, magazines, on my email messages, etc., about how we could eat the appropriate foods to help our immune systems, which mean we could hopefully not get colds, not get flu. You know, we have good immune systems. It's going to help protect us from getting sick. And there is some basis to that information, but we always have to take it with, I'm going to say, a grain of salt, that pun intended there. We don't want to take many of those ideas with grains of salt. However, when we look at, again, some credible sources, there is good information related to how food relates to our health. We know that, you know, good food, good nutrition does certainly affect our health. There's enough research that says that. But when we start looking at some of the headlines, then we have to kind of take a second look at those. Reporters, bless them, are trying to find news. And a new study comes out related to if you just drink this much coffee, if you just drink this much wine, if you just eat thus and so, that will solve all your nutrition problems. Well, the headlines are sometimes taken out of context from the actual research, and not all research is done well. So, you know, we kind of have to go back to some basics. But on my list, I looked at several sources for lists of foods that would improve our immune systems. Found it kind of interesting. Some foods were mentioned on several lists, and the first list had to do with foods that are, you know, more available in the fall, starting with pumpkin and sweet potatoes and butternut squash, all very high in vitamin A and other nutrients. Also on the list, parsnips. That may not be one that's on your list, but certainly a fall vegetable. Apples, very available in the fall as well as year-round. Broccoli made the list also, and that's available year-round. So those are some vegetables that are on the list for increasing our immune system. Then there are some spices and herbs such as garlic and ginger and cinnamon and cayenne pepper. Those all have some nutritive value that can help improve our immune system. And then there are some other foods that have proteins and other kinds of things in them. Yogurt made the list a number of times. Oats and barley, peanut butter, chicken soup. And we know that chicken soup can help us feel better. And then beef. Hey, beef is on the list for helping to improve our immune systems because it does contain more zinc than some other foods. Does that mean we should all go out and eat a steak that weighs a pound? Nah, that isn't what that means. But it is one of the things to include in our total diets because also some kinds of fish, including sardines and shrimp and trout, are on the list. And then there's the tea. If you're a tea drinker, there are some nutrients in the tea that kind of help your immune system. But there is so much that we don't know about our bodies, and there's so much that we don't know about food. we probably shouldn't jump to too many conclusions about the specifics. It goes back, and I'll mention this again, to moderation and variety, a great deal of variety. But also on this list, there, as I mentioned, there are a couple of vegetables, apples, a fruit, and so that just kind of led me to looking at, well, how can we eat more veggies and fruit? Most of us don't get at least the 5 servings a day, and some people now are saying 7 servings a day, and the majority of people don't eat that many fruits and veggies. So the food processors say, okay, we'll help people. We'll just get those veggies and fruit into other kinds of favorite foods. For instance, Pop Chips say that they have 9 veggies in them. Well, the problem is there's more dried potato than there is any other ingredients, such as beets and spinach and pumpkins and so on. There is another snack that says we can get half the servings we need in a 2-ounce portion. And I know you've all seen the soup advertisements and the juice advertisements that say, oh, we can get, you know, most of our veggies we need if we just eat that soup or drink that juice. Well, how do they do that? You know, it's not in a bigger container. Well, it comes from vegetable and fruit powders. There are food processors who make those fruits and vegetables into powders, and then they are mixed into that can of soup or that jar of juice or into the chips, whatever. The problem with that is, you know, we think we have a solution. It's not that easy. Sorry about that. But a couple of challenges with that. One is that when we eat the entire fruit or vegetable, we are getting all of the nutrients and the phytochemicals, all of the contents of that fruit or vegetable, and we don't even know about some of those. So when they make a powder out of it, do we still get all that? Well, we don't really know about that. Another problem is that it probably doesn't really give us the satisfaction. For instance, even drinking apple juice doesn't give us the satisfaction in our stomachs and in our mouth and so on as eating an apple. An apple takes more time to eat. It gives us more fiber. You know, we get the total when we eat the apple rather than drinking the juice. Same thing with the juices and those kinds of things that have veggies added to them. We don't get that mouth satiety. We don't get that stomach satiety that makes us feel full. And also, we need to look at calories, because how does that change the calories? Eating fruits and vegetables whole add very few calories because they're mostly water. So there's another disadvantage of eating them in a powdered form. You don't get that extra water, which, of course, all of us need lots of water during the day, and that's one of the ways we get those, it's fruits and vegetables. So there are a number of reasons to eat the fruits and vegetables whole rather than trying to get them into something, you know, that's, we know that we're trying to do a good thing. We want kids to eat better. We want them to get all the fruits and vegetables they need. We do that for ourselves. We want to do a good job of getting the right nutritional value. So, as I say, the food processors have been saying, okay, we can help people do that. Well, maybe a little, but not so much. Still better to go back to the fruits and vegetables that are whole. Many of them we can just eat without a whole lot of preparation, a whole lot of additions. You know, wash off the apple. If you bought it in the store, take off the little sticker, run it under the water, and you're ready to go. Same thing with many others. Carrots, we know we can eat those just as they come. We don't have to do anything to them. Easy to carry around. We get in a hurry. Those kinds of things are easy to carry around, and they're going to give us much more satiety value, much more satisfaction in eating them than if we get them in a powder. Now, the same goes for some of the other kinds of things on the list. One of the other things that we keep hearing about, and these were not on the new list specifically, but we know that they are being touted as being very good for us, and that's nuts. Yeah, nuts are good for us. It's just that we shouldn't eat cups and cups of them because they're relatively high in calories. So, same thing with the food processors. They're making this a part of other kinds of foods. For instance, a chocolate spread with almond. Well, that sounds really good, right? Almonds are really, really good for us. Almond growers have been going to town because almonds are so good for us. Almonds are good for us. But when you add them to the chocolate spread, it's mostly oil and sugar, not many almonds. And same thing with milk, almond milk. You can just take a look at the label and see what you're getting. Not saying you shouldn't use it, but take a look at it and see what you're getting. Also with the nuts, because we all like sugar and chocolate and so on, some of the nuts are offered to us in those chocolate covered. I know that I've seen on the shelf chocolate, dark chocolate covered almonds. What could be better for us than dark chocolate and almonds as a combination? Well, we're adding calories and fat when we choose that. So, you know, we get frustrated because we get all this advice and things are trying to be made easier for us when the bottom line still is eating the food in the most natural source that we can get it. And the best advice that I have seen and heard comes from my favorite dietitian, Emily Kringle. Just use it as a guideline. It's pretty simple to follow, although we have to think about it a bit, and that is moderation and variety. And variety is the key. So, until next time, when you're thinking about what you should be eating, think about, is it variety and is it in moderation?
How do you know if your next furnace, central air unit, or heat pump will bring you the performance and value you want? Buy a quality Lennox unit from Camlin Plumbing and Heating, a company that's been in business since